talked about Easter Seals. We talked about the mask for your other performances. How did you prepare for this one? What made this one?
Well, I'm still preparing, and I will probably until the minute that the show goes on. I mean, it took me 6 months just to memorize my lines. So usually it takes me like a month in other roles. So that tells you how many effing lines this guy has. I mean, he never shuts up. And if you come see the play, or if you read Hamlet, you'll see him. It just every time he opens his mouth, it's just this gigantic passage. So that was very difficult. So yeah, it took me 6 months just to memorize my lines. Then you have to actually put it together and create a character now. So I'm just like working on it constantly. I definitely, as someone who's pursuing a master's degree in psychology, I always approach my roles from a psychological standpoint and try to think like, what does Hamlet have going on with him? So I'm definitely suffering from depression, definitely bipolar. How will that manifest itself in the way that he acts in his manic moments, in his depressed moments? I'm, you know, throwing in elements of self-harm. I talked to a girl last week that, you know, she cuts, and I talked to her all about it, and I'm going to be bringing elements of that into the character. There's an Oedipus complex there for sure. All that is being part of the character. I'm actually seeing a therapist right now, and I see him for the purpose of my role. So it's like, I don't go in there as Hamlet. You know, I go in there as Matt, but I say, look, this is what I'm doing. This is the role that I'm playing. These are all the elements that I think he's dealing with. Educate me on it further, you know? So he's helping me with bipolar, depression, the whole Oedipus stuff, self-harm, all those aspects. There's even demonic stuff in Hamlet with the ghost. You know, that's another theory. Is the ghost really his father, or is it a devil? And, you know, if it is a devil, is it controlling Hamlet in some strange way? I mean, he even says, you know, this spirit I have seen may have been the devil, and the devil had the power to assume a pleasing shape. So basically, he's questioning, because he's so depressed and melancholy. I don't know if anyone's ever experienced anything supernatural in their life, but a lot of times it happens when you're very depressed or you're very in a bad spot. You know, these apparitions and stuff, they can attach themselves to you. And I think Hamlet is questioning that. Is this really the ghost of my father, or is it a demon that is, you know, trying to influence me? So there's so many aspects of this. Are you all familiar with the Yurik skull? Have you seen pictures of Hamlet? You know, he's always got like a skull. So I came up with this interesting idea. The same guy that made the Elephant Man mask, he's like an FX movie sculptor. And he lives out in Vegas. And I will pass this one around because it's really cool. So basically, there's this moment in the play in Act 5 when Hamlet comes across this skull. And it's of this guy, Yurik. And in the monologue, he talks about how he recognizes this skull to be Yurik's, and he talks about how he's, you know, years ago, he's like this jolly court jester type that was very nice to him. But I always wondered, like, if Hamlet picked up a skull, how would he know that it was Yurik's skull? You know, I mean, if I was just in a graveyard and, you know, the skull of my deceased grandfather was on the ground, you know, how would I know that that's my grandfather's? Unless there was something about that skull, about my grandfather, that was, you know, undeniable that it's him. So I contacted this guy again, and I said, make me a custom-made Yurik skull, but make it really, like, nasty. Make it really, like, beat up and deformed and disfigured. So this way I know when I pick it up, like, that's Yurik, you know? It's not just a random skull. It's Yurik. And the other element about it that's really cool is because we're setting this in, you know, another world, kind of anything is fair game. So it's going to glow in the dark. So it's like a glow in the dark Yurik skull. So that's going to be like a really famous moment in all of Shakespeare, the moment that he has with Yurik. Like if you Google, you know, Laurence Olivier's Hamlet, the first picture that's going to come up is him with a picture of the skull. So the skull is like a really important part